Oh, you guys, have you ever felt like you just wanted to change jobs, but you have never felt that there was any other way? Like you had no idea how to take what was passionate inside of you and like take it in to do something bigger? Or what possibly would that be? Like, what would it possibly be? We're so ingrained to just stay in the route and not switching and not changing and being loyal. But what if you had like a step-by-step guide? Or like an amazing mentor that has gone the path before, that has done the transition, that has been through that experience. What if? I cannot wait. I cannot wait for you to meet our guest today. She and I have so many things in common, unbelievably in common. Like this is gonna be off the charts, amazing for you guys. And it will not take you long to figure out why she's one. She's incredibly brilliant. She's unbelievably smart at what she does. She is like right in there with you and your business and your transition, and making sure that your passion is at the forefront of everything you do. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is the Erin Strayer Show, and this is where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. Oh, you guys, she's so good today. I cannot wait. Cannot wait for you to meet her. We talk about hot topics and pain points. And transitions are both of those. They're hot topics and they're really painful. And coming out the other side is just like this amazing, like explosion of glitter on the other side. We give you workarounds to those challenges that you face every single day as women in the world of business. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them beyond the basics of business because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear, and quite honestly, are flat out complacent. So I help them move past, I can't do that. I don't know what's next. And I don't know how. That's clearly standing in their way. Bottom line, I provide executive level accountability so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it needs. Who are we talking to today? Oh my goodness. Naomi Sodeman is a former RN. She used to run a multi-million dollar surgery center. She's been on CBS, NBC, Fox, and bazillion other platforms because she's brilliant. She's an international best-selling author, speaker, and life transformation coach. Hello, Naomi.
Hello, hello. Thank you
Let's
for
just keep it going. Can we just keep it going?
Keep it going. I'm
Keep it
excited.
going. Just keep it coming. Keep talking about me. She is the founder and president of Embrace the Mirror, which is a company that establishes to provide mentorship and coaching for women feeling trapped in corporate America who are ready to quit their day job. Hi, friend.
The word trap, I love the word trap because a lot of the time, so many of us, we feel trapped. We don't know what's next. As a
Right.
matter of fact, every time I talked about leaving my nursing career, people would ask me, "What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?"
What could you possibly do other than that? That's the only thing you went to school for. You got to go back to school.
Yes, and I, but you went to school for it, Naomi. You got a degree for it. And I remember telling my husband, I refuse to buy into that hypothesis that my brain can only learn this one thing. And that there is more to me, and I've got to figure out what it is. I don't know what it is, but I've got to figure it out.
Yeah, so hi everybody that's jumping on. We're super glad you're here with us. This is Naomi Sodeman. She is a life and transformational coach, and we are talking about amazing things today and transitioning from your corporate America job into following your passion. So, like, when did you realize there was something more for you out there?
I
Because
realized there was
you had a
something.
like you were the first in your family to graduate from college.
First to
Big,
graduate from college.
big, big deal.
Big deal. My mom had four of us. We grew up in the inner city. My father was incarcerated most of our lives. He was incarcerated from the time I was 9. He spent 23 years behind bars. So we were very poor. And for me to go from being super poor to becoming a registered nurse, well, my family thought I've landed everything in life. And in the beginning, I thought the same too. But 5 years into my career, I started getting really like, wow, this is it for me. Is this all I'm going to do for the rest of my life? But, you know, I never stepped out, Erin, because of the fear. And so many people were projecting their own fear with on me. You know, you got a good job, you have a stable job, you're married, two income, six-figure income, no children. You know, I had the perfect American life, perfect American dream, the two-car garage.
Right. Can buy any shoes you wanted.
I can buy shoes that I want. I was taking great vacation. I was very, very productive in my career. I was running a high-end surgery center, and you know, I was making at the height of my career, I was making 250K a year. So it's really hard. You get trapped as, wow, what else are you going to do to make that kind of money?
Right.
But, you know, I stepped out for a couple of reasons. One was my soul was dying. I felt dead inside. You know, while my life on the outside looked great, I felt dead. And then later on, I started feeling like an imposter, you know, the imposter syndrome, like, this is not who I am anymore. Maybe at one point in time, that was who I am, but I'm not that person anymore. So how do I be who I am? How do I live my authentic self? I started asking these deeper questions. And then, boom, my son was born. And that was the thing that changes all. I think that a lot of the time there's a knocking, there's a calling for our lives, right? And we don't want to take the calling, and the knocking is kind of soft. You feel uncomfortable, and then the knocking gets louder and louder, and you feel more uncomfortable. And then it gets to the point where you hit rock bottom, right? You go through what I call the dark night of the soul. And when my son came, I went through that. I went through the dark night of the soul, and I started asking myself, is this what you want to teach this young man, this baby? That you get to do something that you're not passionate about, that you don't love for the rest of your life. Mm. You get to, I knew that I needed to teach him how to be successful. And success for me now meant, didn't mean money.
Right.
Where in the beginning it meant money because I was really poor and didn't have any. Success for me had a whole new meaning. Success for me meant doing work that I love and having, making a big impact in the world. And so that was the thing that got me out of my comfort zone.
And I think that that's a big need, want, desire for so many people. You know what I mean? To make that impact on the world and that be our success. Yeah. And we don't know how to do that.
Yes.
Because you can't go to school for that.
No.
Like, they don't offer that at the university.
No.
They follow your passion and impact the world. 101. Right? Like, I've yet to find a college or a university that offers that class. But holy cow. Like, so not only did you run, like, you were a floor nurse for years, you went back and started running the surgery center. Massive policies, procedures, HR, dealing with all of the things that encompass running a corporation, because that's exactly what it is.
Right.
It's a corporation. But you were dying inside.
Yeah. You know, I remember my last year, we used to get huge bonuses because I was good at saving them money. And I remember getting a $30,000 bonus. And it was Christmas. This is around the time that the market crashed, right? Right around the time the market crashed. I had so much money. I bought a new home. And I remember just feeling so guilty because I didn't feel like I was living my truth. I didn't feel like I had made any difference in the world. I didn't feel like I had done anything.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
That's tough when you've arrived by the standards of so many people.
Yeah.
And you feel like you haven't done what you've set out to do or what you're on this world to do or the passions of your soul. Like, so what, like, you made the change, you made the shift, you made the decision, you made what, like, what happened? Was there like a defining day, a thought?
Yeah, there was this defining moment. First of all, after my son, I had postpartum depression. So I was diagnosed with postpartum depression. So I cried all the time. But deep down inside, I knew that my postpartum depression was a result of me living this lie. I knew that. In my soul, I knew that. And there's something so amazing happened when you get older. And I realized, I said to my husband, I said, I'm going to be turning 40. I was 37 when my son was born. And I said, I have got to do these next 40 years differently or I'm going to die. I really felt in my soul and my spirit that if I kept going, I was going to die. Mm-hmm. And I had a new baby. I didn't want to leave my son. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like I was no good to him. I was no good to the family, that I needed to really, really do that. And it was really shocking. I just got up and I resigned. I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew that I wasn't going to do that. You know, everybody says, you know, when one door closed, another door opened, right. But there's this hallway, right? And sometimes you just got to close the door and wait in the hallway to be shown the next door. And so for me, I had to literally close that door and stand in the hallway and go, okay, which door do I walk through? So it was a process. It was me just going, that's it. I'm not going to do this anymore.
That's so profound. And you and I know that we have our paths are so similar, you know, right. Not only our medical careers, but, and I didn't know you resigned without a game plan. So did I.
Yeah. No game plan.
And here you are, how many years later?
I'm 2.5, 3 years in now into my business.
Yeah. And you've been on every major network. You've been featured on every major network. You are a international best-selling author. You are a speaker. You have a staff. You are a hugely in demand transformational life coach. Like, what do you think? What do you think is the biggest thing that allowed you to be that?
I think the biggest thing is that I got in alignment with who I was. Mm. When we get in alignment with who we are, then the universe opened doors. Mm-hmm. Miracles created. You see, ever since I was a child, I was always a writer. I was always writing. I was always performing. I was always inspiring my siblings. Come on, we could do this. We could be better. Let's do more. You know, I was that kid who was always giving other people hope. Mm. So technically, that's who I've been my whole life. And so by getting back into alignment with that, by accepting myself as the author, the speaker, that this is what I do, universe just says, oh, now that you're in alignment with who you are, I'm going to open doors and opportunities. So the opportunities start coming. The right mentors were placed on my path to say, Naomi, you need to do this. You need to do that. And you don't really, Erin, you know, the surprising thing is I really didn't know how I was going to do it. You know, my husband said to me the other day, he says, the thing that surprises me the most about your business is how you've been able to tap into these influencers, really amazing people that mentors you and help you grow. He's like, that blows my mind. But when we're in an alignment with what we, with who we are, then everything becomes simple.
So it seems simple, but getting in alignment with yourself takes work and it takes guidance and it takes somebody like you helping that person along and seeing, like, you had mentors.
Yes.
And now you're a mentor.
Yes.
Yes. And the circle continues. And now you are mentoring others. And like, your business is exploding. Like, yes. We just were talking off camera on implementing new policies and procedures because they're necessary.
Right.
It's amazing what 2 or 3 years out and And you've taken everything you've learned to this point, all of the transition, the growth, the struggles, the pinch and pennies when you were little, right?
Right.
Like, you know how to do that. You got bonuses for doing that in corporate America, for saving money and writing policies and implementing those things so that the road in front of you is clear.
Right.
Look
You
at
know,
you.
I believe that we all have our jobs, whatever job that you're in right now, if you're listening to this, and you may not like what you're doing, but it actually really, Erin, when I look at it, it really prepares us for the bigger we in the world, for who we are to become. Because a lot of the time we're afraid to step out because we don't think that we know, but my whole life I was being prepared for this. I
Your
was
whole
being
life.
prepared for this. But you know, our ego is so small and our ego love to be comfortable.
Right?
Ego brings a lot of fear to me about, you know, you can't do this or you're not smart enough. You know, the conversations that we have in our head, you know, mine goes something like that. You know, Naomi, you're the child of a convict. How could you be so daring? What makes you think you can do that? And for me, it's been really my growth, my explosive growth has really been on the working on changing the programmings that are placed in me, the conditioning, so that I can become who I was meant to be in the world.
Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. So do you feel that having and being open to learning is huge in
Oh
this growth and alignment process?
my God, there is nothing like it. You know, as a matter of fact, me and my husband was talking about this. I think my growth literally has been that learning has always been my first love. I love to learn. So when I stepped into, as a matter of fact, one of my biggest problem in healthcare was there was nothing left for me to learn. I switch areas so much. I have worked from ICU to step down to surgery to endoscopy, just name it, all the cardiac unit, open heart. I did it all because I'm always looking for an opportunity to learn. And so learning, since learning is my first love, when I got into the entrepreneur space, I was willing to learn. And so I think that we are born entrepreneurs, we are born successful business owners. We learn to become successful business owners. So I think that if you are open to learning and being patient with yourself and be excited about learning, I think that's going to pay dividend in this journey.
Yes, I agree 100%. And open to learning is different than being like a compulsive, like a compulsive buyer,
Right.
right? Like,
Yeah.
yeah. And I also think that combined with the fear of failure
Right.
balances itself out as long as you have that right mentor and that right coach or that guru or that teacher, whatever you want to call that person to
Yeah.
guide you, and that's that alignment piece, right? Like
Yeah.
that pivotal person going, all right, the triangle just got completed
Yeah.
and here's your light.
Right. But you know what I learned in my journey is at the end of the day, as much as your coaches, your mentors want to do the work for you, they can't.
Right.
At the end of the day, you have got to do the work.
Yes.
And it's funny because my business coach was having a conversation with me, and she says, and I have a friend of mine that she coaches too. And we both sort of came to her at the same time. As a matter of fact, my friend was a little bit further in the journey than I was. And I'd quadruple her result. And my business coach says, because greatness is already in all of us, it's us making a decision to access that. So your coaches and your mentors, they give you direction to help you access your greatness. But the result come by you going, there's greatness in me, I'm going to access that. So if I'm giving a homework assignment to go write a 30-minute speech, I've never written a speech before, I know that there's greatness in me. So I'm going to follow the template that she gives me, and it may make me cry, and it may be hard, but I'm going to do it. And so that's where you really get the result as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. I want to talk about embracing the mirror and the name of your company and why you chose that. And then let's talk about what you offer.
Oh, wow. Why did I choose the name of my company? I get really emotional when I talk about it, because for many years, I realized that I never took the time to embrace my own mirror. I never took the time, you know, to embrace who I am. I think so many of us, we grow up, our parents tell us who we are, what we need to be, what we need to do, what we need to wear, how we need to behave, that we're so programmed that we don't really know who we are. And so I named my company Embrace the Mirror, because when I took the time to do the deeper work and discover who I really was, I had a really hard time to embrace that. To embrace that this is who I am, to embrace the fact that I was born an entrepreneur. I can't even tell you how many jobs I've had, but I couldn't embrace that. So I kept getting another job thinking it'll get better. But I didn't really enjoy being told what to do. Oh, I see where things can be improved, but I have upper management. Even when I ran the surgery center, I have upper management telling me, Naomi, we can't do it this way. We need you to do it this way. We need you to take your step in this direction. And so Embrace the Mirror it's a reminder to myself each and every day to embrace my own mirror, to embrace who I am, to embrace what's showing up for me, and to be okay with that. Because I think once you embrace it, you make peace with it, then you can begin to find your purpose. You can begin to find what you are here for. You can begin to find your own path instead of the path that's been identified for you by society, by your parents, by your family, by certain beliefs that we carried on.
And so that is really what you embody in your work. It is the name of your book that's out there. You guys, you can go buy her book on Amazon. It's all over there. She is a number one best-selling author. Like, go get it. We'll put the links in here when we're done for her book. But also, if you guys are part of the bot already, or if you want to be part of my show bot and let you know when we're on live, the tag for today, Naomi gave us a workbook. So if you're already part of my show bot and want reminders to that, or if you want reminders, go ahead and type live in the comments here and we'll get you in that. But you provided us with a workbook. So let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, the workbook is called Find Your Purpose Workbook. Mm. And for me, that was the hardest. You know, I used to always watch Jack Canfield all the time. And he would always say, do what you love. You'll never work a day in your life. And I thought, that man, he's so full of it. You know, how could you never work a day in your life, right? And even before I stepped out of nursing, I tried other things. I tried my hand on real estate. I always felt I was working. Yeah. I tried my hand on some network marketing stuff. I'm always working. And I'm like, what is Jack talking about?
Jack.
What are you talking about?
I can achieve that.
It's a fact. And so I really needed to figure out what it was that I was passionate about that I needed to do. So it's a process. So the workbook is the same exact process, the same exact question that I asked myself and journaled on those questions. It takes you step by step. It gets you to get deeper and deeper and deeper for you to be able to go, oh, aha, I see who I am. And you're not gonna really enjoy it when you see it, Because a lot of the time for me, it was like, oh, you're a writer. Well, you know, being Haitian, you don't make money as a writer. And then you're a speaker. I started realizing that that's what I was doing. And then the ego gets in the way and go, but there's so many speakers in the world. You sure? How are you going to make money doing that? Yeah. How are you going to support yourself? And so the workbook, it's really designed to help you identify it. And then the next step is to work with someone that can help you embrace that. For me, when I answered these questions and I figured out, oh my God, this is who I am. I'm terrified. I just want to go under the bed and I don't ever want to wake up, throw the blankets over my head. And I don't ever want to wake up because I can't really tell people that I don't know how I'm going to tell my husband I'm a writer. You know, I'm going to quit my 250. I just quit my 250K job. Now I discovered I'm a writer and I'm going to pursue this. You know, yeah. It just doesn't make sense, right? So I ended up hiring a coach that helped me embody that, that helped me embrace that, that helped me become that. And so that's what the workbook is about, is to ask those deeper questions. I think a lot of the time when I work with clients, what I'm finding that's happening, and I put them all through these questions, is I'm finding that they're at a job that they don't like and entrepreneurship looks really, really good. And they go, I want to be a coach, but that's not really who they are. That's not who really who they are. I have a client of mine who just won Miss Columbia. And she, when she came to me, she was going from her job to actually, I'm going to start this company and I want to be a coach. And it turned out that's not who she is. She's really want to do music videos. She want to dance. She want to be in Fashion Week. It's like, it's designed to help you figure out who you are. And once you figure who you are, and then we can work on a strategy in a plan and say, where is it that your service is needed in the world? Mm. What problem does you solve that you can solve in the world? Because the world is filled with problems right now
that
we can all solve.
All of them. And it is with a strategy and a plan and an amazing mentor.
Yes.
That takes you down the road. And on that journey with you, you guys, seriously, the link is on the screen. Grab Naomi's workbook, go work your passion through that workbook, and then reach out to Naomi. We'll make sure some links are in the feed here for you to just quickly click and go hang out with Naomi. But again, we've been hanging out today, this afternoon, with Naomi Sodeman, who is an unbelievable life and transformation coach. She has walked the walk. She has the strategy and the procedures and the girl, like you have done it. Like yes. You've done it. You don't just talk about it. You actually have done it. You've lived it. You experienced it. You've written it down. You've done your entire business is based on your personal transformation. And now you're going forward into the world, touching and changing and helping other people change the lives of other people. Yes. So you have this, like you, this huge snowball effect that you are making in the world. And it's just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful thing to be a part of and to watch and stand next to you and watch you and touching people and changing lives. And I'm so glad that you've been part of the show today.
I'm so glad for the work that you're doing in the world. I mean, your work is amazing and it's touching lives. And I think I have to tell you this, that before I stepped out, I don't think I've ever told you this, but before I stepped out, I listened to probably over 250 podcasts.
Really?
To really start preparing for the journey. So this is a great opportunity that you're giving people, because the more you listen, the more you are able that, the more you are able to go, okay, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
And just that 30 minute of having that inspiration, even when you're not ready, having that 30 minute where you can turn to something inspiring, because often you feel all alone. You don't have your friends. They're right. Telling you don't quit your job. You don't have a tribe. You don't have people that understand you, that are just like you. So thank you for your work in the world. I so appreciate it. I know what it's done for me.
Isn't it good? It's so good. The circle expands one at a time. Like, come on in, sister. Come on
Yeah.
in. And we just continue to expand and spread and live our passion. And because seriously, when I walked away from my medical career, I never thought that I would, one, be a high-level accountability specialist and have a show.
Right.
Never. Never. I don't have any training in that. I do now.
Right.
Right? But we do. Like just like you said, you've spent your whole entire life to live up to this point right now. Every
Yeah.
single experience that you've had in your life has led you to right now. Everything that you've done, every life that you've changed, every penny you've pinched, every shoes that you wore another year
Yeah.
led you to this point right now to be massively inspirational, massively inspiring people, massively changing lives for
Yeah.
people all over the world. And it's
Awesome. You know, one last thing I'd like to say to your audience in closing is there's a favorite quote that I have by Dr. King that I keep with me all the time. And every time things get hard in the entrepreneur world, or I'm working on something, it's not going quite right, or I can't quite figure it out. You know, Dr. King said, Erin, if you can't walk, crawl. You know, if you can't fly, then just run. So, but whatever you do, he says, you got to keep moving. So the whole principle is to keep moving, to do as little as possible. It could be something as simple as listening to this podcast, but don't just listen to this podcast and be like, that was great. These women was inspiring. Go get the tools, download the workbook, do the actual work. And that's when you will begin to see your world expand. So every action, no matter how little it is, it's building up to get you to where you're going.
I couldn't agree more. You guys see why I love Naomi. I'm so honored that she's been part of the show today. Again, you guys, we have been talking to Naomi Sodeman. She is the founder and creator of Embrace the Mirror. Check it out. Her workbook has been on the screen for a lot of the show today. We'll make sure that link is in the feed so you can quickly click and download it, unless you're part of our messenger bot attached to the show. If you want to be part of that, type live in the comments. We'll make sure you get a heads up every single time. We have amazing female entrepreneurs just like Naomi on the show, where we expand, cultivate, and explore all kinds of options with them. And honey, thank you so much for your time. Thank
Thank
you, thank you,
you.
thank you,
Thanks for having
everybody.
me.
Ah, so good. You guys, we are live every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern time, unless we're on vacation or it's a holiday. We are here. So we'll see you right back here soon, everybody. Thanks so much for your time today. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.